Blog Talk Radio.
About entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning, Coach. Good morning, audience. How is everyone today? Getting up and at 'em.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Coach Lalisa. How are you today?
I am doing great. How's everything?
Oh, having a wonderful, wonderful day. I heard the most awesome quote yesterday. It says, whatever you're looking for is looking for you. Now, that sounds pretty exciting to me because I feel like I'm looking for a whole lot. So just to think that it's looking for me, that sounds all right to me. That's pretty, it sounds pretty profound, doesn't it? Whatever you're looking for is looking for you. Wow. That's a mouthful right there.
Definitely something to think about. That's right.
Yes.
You know, we wake up with that spirit of expectation, and we just start doing. We start doing what we can do. I mean, you know, people say, oh, I want this, I want that. Well, don't just sit around and want something. Get up and get something.
Come on now. Yes. And I love
you
that.
That's right.
What is
this,
Coach? Mm-hmm. And that expectation is the breeding ground for miracles. But you have prepared a way for the miracles to come. You've done all that you can do. And what happens is God puts his super on your natural and makes it supernatural. And I love that. I absolutely love that. So whatever you're looking for, looking for you.
That's right. It's looking for you. Yes, and along the way, if you just get out there, get started, get going, everything will fall into place. But if you sit back and wait for the right time, the right moment, I dare say you've already missed it. You already missed it.
Come on now.
Everything will fall. Some people say, well, I want to do so many things. And we tell them, just choose one and start with that. The others will if there's any promise that I can make, it's that one. Promise you. Get started with the one and everything else will fall into place. It's almost like it's supernatural, because it's almost like magic how that works. You know, it's like a mystery, but everyone who is successful knows how it works. You just start with the one. One thing, and it may be the one thing you're good at. It may be the one thing that's easiest for you to do first. It may be the one thing that you have the most knowledge of. You know, you gotta get going.
That's right.
Get going.
And you know, you've heard the expression, success leaves clues. And as you do what you can do, you do the next thing and the next thing and the next thing, the dots start connecting. And I tell people, it's the domino effect. It really, really is. And it's like whatever you put out there, I'm telling you, all that good you do, all that bad you do, it's coming back to you. So do all the good you can do. And I'm telling you, those dots will start connecting. The domino effect, you know, goes into play. And before you know it, you are, you know, basically reaping what you're sowing, and God is blessing you when you do what's good. So do all the good you can do, all that you can do, and just watch it happen. It almost seems like magic sometimes. You know, I mean, I don't believe in the term magic, but it has that feeling, because it's like, wow, it's really just connecting with that next person, that next activity, that next phone call. Just get up and do something, and, you know, it'll happen. So I'm glad about it.
I am excited about it. I'm just so excited that, you know, and when you find your purpose, and you know, first of all, knowing that you have a purpose is 80% of finding it, because when you know it, then that's an expectation in action. Knowing that it's there, it's going to drive you and move you to this experience of expectation. And here's the key, what a lot of people don't realize, that you won't find it wishing and hoping that you were like somebody else. That'll never, ever get you very far in life. That's what I tell people all the time. You got to stop wishing you were like somebody else. And the very moment that you just want to be the best you, the authentic you, the moment you realize that you have your own power to release, not being like anyone else, you're on your way to an ascension that will blow your mind. It will just totally blow your mind.
All right now. And you're on to something, because that sounds like a power up your possibility moment. When you own the power, that power that God has put on the inside of us that will lead to our purpose, and you just start discovering those possibilities. All right now.
Mm-hmm.
When you embrace who you are, your authentic self starts coming forward. And you're able to almost, it seems like, leap forward into who you were meant to be, and then you do what you were meant to do. And then people say, my gosh, where have you been? You know, you almost seem like the next best thing since sliced bread, when you just come forward and just start being the best you can be. And I know sometimes, you know, people start out, they start imitating their mentor or imitating someone, because they're not quite sure about, you know, how to do it. But, you know, after a while, you realize, you know, there's something that God has put down on the inside of you, and you start embracing that, and that's what makes it spectacular. That's when people start applauding you, appreciating who you are, because you realize who you are, and that no one can imitate you, because you are the best you are. I can't be Coach Lalisa. You know,
exactly.
Coach Lalisa can be the best Coach Lalisa. I can be the best me, you know. I can learn some things from Coach Lalisa. But I'm telling you, you go ahead and you be you. Oh, my God. Mm. It's on. It's on. Yes,
yes. If you try to be somebody else, who's going to be you?
Come on now.
You were put in your skin to be you. Now, great leaders have awesome followers. So it is an awesome compliment when people want to be like you. What an awesome compliment. Because that
means
you are doing something right. So we absolutely, hey, when people say, oh, I want to be just like you, yes, thank you. That's great and that's wonderful. Because all that means is that I'm doing something right. So it's definitely, but what I'm doing right is showing people how to establish the leader within themselves. See, we build leaders. We don't build followers. We build leaders. The only people we want you to be is Christ Jesus. But we build leaders and we send them out. You know, I used to wonder, I was like, God, you know, I used to ask, God, why are all these people that I've helped and trained and developed, why aren't they still with me? He said, that's because you sent them out. I don't build people to just hang around me and to build me up. No. I build them up. So they can go out and build up others. And so we have sent women all around the country and established them to build up others. And I tell you, that's what I'm excited the most about each and every day. But at first it was like, I was like wondering, like, why, God, why aren't they still around? And here's the thing, and I can do such a quick work with people. We build them up so fast, so quickly, and send them out. And like I said before, they'll end up with their own TV show, their own radio show, their own book, their own business, their own coaching program. Not just hanging around, okay, Lisa, what do you want next? You know what I'm saying, Coach Kazonga?
Exactly.
It's not about what I want next. What do you want next for your life? And I can't wait. We're taking this message all around the country. I'm excited about showing people.
Yeah.
That's what, it's exciting. You think about
it. It really is.
I said, God, give me something exciting. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And Coach Melissa, that's leading us right into our guest today, Joe Cohen. He produces great leaders. Everyone, our guest today is Joe Cohen of Argano Gold. He's been with the company close to 5 years. His background is in real estate, mortgage broker. Gosh, he is absolutely phenomenal. He's been all over the world, and he lives right here in St. Louis, Missouri. If you want to get something done, hey, take it to Joe. He is the man to make it happen, and we are so delighted that Joe Cohen is on the program with us today. Welcome, Mr. Joe Cohen. How are you today?
Oh, I am doing absolutely fantastic this morning. It's an honor and a privilege that you asked me to be on your show this morning. And I'm just excited for what God is doing right now, not only in my life, but in millions of people's lives around the world, concept that we've been able to tap into. And so it's just an honor and a privilege, Cassandra, for you to have me on the show this morning.
Yes, myself and Coach LaLisa is also going to be asking you questions. And so, Joe, how did you get into Argano Gold? What is, what made it something that you just had to get into with your background and your, experience in leadership? What drew you to this company?
Well, I can tell you, Cassandra, and I was not looking for this company, but, just what you said this morning when you first started out, what you're looking for is looking for you,
Come on now.
Like you said, I have a background in real estate, and I've been doing that now for going on 21 years. But as everybody probably know, on the line, the real estate market took a crash from 2007, 2008. It took a real hard hit. And it was right after, you know, that prior to that, I invested $25,000 in a real estate franchise. And the market just took a toll, you know, after I invested that $25,000, you know. And so we started looking for something to basically replace our income. And we got a phone call. As a matter of fact, we got a couple phone calls about this opportunity, but I didn't return the person's phone call. And like you said, what you're looking for is looking for you. And I happened to run into this person who called me about five months later at a Sprint store, paying my cell phone bill. And he started talking about something. And you know how we do, ladies and gentlemen, when somebody starts trying to tell us something, we don't let them finish. And I started telling him about a person that I knew in another company. And that person was the same person he was trying to tell me about. And the rest is history. It's been about now 4 years ago that I got introduced to this concept. And I did drink coffee. The name of our company is called Organo Gold. And I didn't drink coffee, but, you know, sometimes, you know, you have to listen to people who have your solution and not your problem, okay? And so I listened to this person who right now is the number one income earner in over 90 million people around the world with this concept, right? And it's called Organo Gold, and we're a healthy coffee company. And so I got involved, and we've helped several people around the world get their success right now. And so that's how I got involved with this concept.
Wow, that's awesome. Joe, how can folks get a hold of you if they want to, you know, maybe just buy the coffee or find out more about the business and also let that lead into, you've got some great training coming up with Mr. Bean himself, who is a multimillionaire. Tell us how to get a hold of you, sir.
Well, there's a couple ways you can get a hold to me. I'll give out my phone number, which is area code 314-504-4329. Or, you know, you can reach me on Facebook, Joe Cohen on Facebook, or you can go to my website, joecohen.organogold.com. That's Joe Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, .organogold.com. So there's three different ways you can get in touch with me if you want to get in touch with me.
Awesome. And then Mr. Bean, is that Mr. Samuel Bean, who was one of the first millionaires that Organo Gold had? Tell us more about
yes.
Him, and the training.
Yes, Mr. Samuel Bean is my coach and mentor. You know, like you all were saying in the venue, you know, you want to find somebody, you want to pick a champion and kind of mentor what they're doing, you know. And Mr. Samuel Bean, he's one of the founding members of the company. This guy, I mean, he had some hard times, too, coming into this business. When he got into the business, he was 30 days away from foreclosure, from losing his house, and he was hiding two cars from the creditors because just so happened he happened to be in the same industry I was in. He had lost three companies in real estate and mortgage. He had a company called One Less Foreclosure that he had opened up, and just so happened he was going through foreclosure and got introduced to this concept by the name of Mr. Edwin Haynes, who was sponsored by Mr. Holton Bugs. And 30 days after that, he was able to save his house. And but the amazing thing about it is that he had some challenges. You know, his wife was 6 months pregnant, and she had to go back to work. You know, because they had lost their three companies, and the bank had, you know, kind of took about $240,000 of their money when they shut down with the mortgage industry. And you know, this guy has helped several people earn $1 million a year. You know, and he's just, you know, just has an organization of about 67,000 people that he's helping around the world. And this guy's going to, he's in St. Louis at least once a month. He's going to be here next Thursday at the Airport Hilton. And I would love several of you all to just come out just to listen to what this guy has to say. You can be at the Airport Hilton next Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. So that's Mr. Bean's story, but he's being mentored by Mr. Edwin Hayne and Mr. Houghton Bugs, and these guys make several million dollars a year. Mr. Bugs makes about $1.5 million a month. So you want to come out and hear what this guy has to say.
Boy, I think you can help all of us, no matter what industry you're in. Now, you need to say that's the Airport Hilton in St. Louis, Missouri, so people don't show up in New York or, or Boston
yes.
and think that they're there. So to be clear, he's referring to St. Louis, Missouri at the
that's
Airport
right.
Hilton.
That's
give him
correct.
That phone number one more time, Mr. Cohen, and then back to Lalisa and see if she's got any questions. Go ahead, Joe.
It's 314-504-4329. And the best way to reach me, if you know, if you can't leave a message, is just to text me, and I'll get back right back to you, okay? That's 314-504-4329.
That's the coach, Lalisa.
All right.
Sure you have a
yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear
ahead.
You fine.
Oh, yeah, we're in our roving studio. Yeah, so very nice to meet you, Mr. Joe, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, I want to make sure I got the name right. Yeah, I've actually had some Organo Gold coffee. I love the one that, to me, it tastes like cocoa, but I'm sure that's not the name of it. But it's very delicious. I absolutely, I don't have a regular account, but a young lady that attends church with me, she is a distributor, and so I get it from her whenever I can. And as a matter of fact, I need to go on and get some from her. But I do like it. And, you know, being an entrepreneur, you know, we have this broadcast where people, you know, come on or they're tuned in. And good morning, by the way, to all those who are tuned in. And hello, welcome to the show and our awesome entrepreneur guest on today. You know, in the country, there are so many people around the world. You know, entrepreneurship is really taking on, like, my one friend up in New York has a new program that he teaches about the entrepreneur revolution that's happening. And in your line of work, as you said before, already in real estate and what have you, and so that's certainly entrepreneurial. And then in this type of business that you're in now where you're able to build up other entrepreneurs, what are some of the trends that you've seen or felt in this business over the past, say, 5 years?
Well, what I've seen in this business and in the industry of coffee, I've seen some very, very powerful Fortune 500 companies change the way that they earn their money. Companies okay. like McDonald's, who was in the hamburger business, basically. And
yeah.
in around 2007, 2008, they started losing millions and millions of dollars. And what they did, they humbled themselves. They found out who was making money in this down economy called a recession. And they looked at a company called Starbucks. And
okay.
the Starbucks was making millions and millions of dollars. And what they did, they changed their marketing strategy and introduced the McCafe campaign. And the rest is history, because they had more outlets than Starbucks, and they started taking some of Starbucks' marketing share. But not only did McDonald's follow that trend, but a company like Dunkin' Donuts, they reinvented themselves and changed their logo from a donut to a cup of coffee. And then, companies like Subway got into the business, and Burger King followed suit with McDonald's do, and Nestle's, that's known for chocolate, they got into the coffee business. And so You're seeing a trend right now of some of the top companies in the world change the way they earn their money. They're getting into coffee, you know.
Yeah, that's so true. I've definitely noticed that as well. Every time I pass by some of the Dunkin' Donuts spots, they've opened them up, and it seems like that they're just drive-throughs. You just drive through, you know, your coffee. They got all these different types of coffee. And how is your company, OrganoGo, how are they handling all these new market trends?
Well, OrganoGo, all these other different companies are our allies because, you know, especially Starbucks, we love them so much because they made it so socially acceptable for people to pay $5, $6, $7 for a cup of coffee. You know, when you're in an industry, what you want to have is a unique selling proposition, and what we have is something different that they don't have. We have a healthy coffee, and people say healthy coffee. How can you put that in the same sentence, you know? Our founder and CEO has found a way. He found a way to make coffee healthy, okay? And he infused an herb that probably a lot of us on the line had never heard of, which I had never heard of. And it's an herb called Ganoderma. And he infused it into our coffee and our tea and our hot chocolate where you can't see it, you can't taste it, or you can't smell it. People say, Ganoderma, what is that? Well, if you Google Ganoderma, you'll find out it's the number one superfood out there in the world. It's next to, second to ginseng. Everybody's heard of ginseng. And it's second to third to green tea, which is the number three superfood out there in the world. So Ganoderma is number one. It's been around for over 2,000 years. If you just go out there and Google it. And we don't make any health claims that it'll cure or mitigate any disease, but we just have coincidence. And you can Google Ganoderma. It's spelled Ganoderma. And you can just Google it and put out there any type of sickness or disease you could think of, and it'll tell you it has over 5 million positive results of what Ganoderma has done for people. And so that's what makes us stand above all these other companies out here.
Yes, and Joe, could you tell us again when that training is in St. Louis, Missouri? Because this phone call, this radio show is heard all over the country. So when is that in St. Louis, and how can folks get a hold of you again, please?
Okay, the training is going to be this Thursday, next Thursday, rather, coming up. Not tomorrow, but the following Thursday.
What is that date? Is that the 11th, 10th or 11th?
Now that's going to be that's going to be the 10th, July the 10th, at the Airport Hilton in St. Louis, Missouri. Then we're going to be having another powerful training on Mr. Damon Crump. He's a young man that really suffered from the Hurricane Katrina, and family got displaced. He was, in fact, washing cars for a living, and he got you introduced to this concept about 3 years ago, and he was one of the first people to get to the top of the company in 28 days and happened to bring another gentleman with him on the 29th day. He reached what we call the diamond level, which we say is the number one lifestyle in the world, and he did that in 28 days and also helped somebody do it in 29 days, and he's going to be in St. Louis doing a powerful training on the 12th of July at the Airport Hilton. So you might want to come out at 9 o'clock in the morning to hear from him. He'll do the presentation, and then he's going to do a powerful training and bring a lot of powerful statistics and evidence of why you want to be involved in this movement that's happening around the world right now.
I got involved
in this company. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
When I got involved in this company, we were in 9 countries, and now right now we're in 36 countries and soon to be in all the countries all over the world because we do know that in every country in the world, people drink coffee. So that's why we're moving around the world right now.
Well, I tell you, I'm looking to
you know, think about definitely being a distributor. I've tried about 5 different network marketing companies in my lifetime, starting with Avon, back before Avon was, you know, calling them. And I know they still kind of go under maybe more of a direct sales type of mantra. But I study business and I teach business classes, and so we teach our students about all the different forms of business ownership. And so when we talk about the whole network marketing form of business ownership and, of course, in entrepreneurship and what have you, you know, it's a good concept. It's a great business model. But one of the things I like about OrganoGold is that when one of the companies that I used to work for was there, everybody, most people are familiar with, was Artist International, and one of our signature products was the Body Magic. It was so signature that a lot of people thought the name of the company was Body Magic, and I did very well in that business. I made a lot of money. Then some things in my life kind of changed, and, you know, I just kind of changed focus, but what I loved about that product was that at the time that I was a distributor around 2009, like everybody wanted Body Magic. So for about a year, and I was able to make it up to like from the bottom to like the manager level. So that was like 5 levels up. I was very proud of myself. I was so happy. I was just a few steps away from, you know, president, you know, and the lady that had brought me into the business. I saw her go from absolutely not even knowing about the business and then in 6 months becoming president. So that was exciting, being a part of that team. So I'm definitely considering OrganoGold because, for one, I never drank coffee in my life. In my 58 years of living, I was absolutely never a coffee nor a tea drinker. But a woman on my job, gave me some OrganoGold, and I'm like, what? It was like I said, the one that tastes like cocoa. And I said, oh, this is good. And then I had a few more and a few more. So I said, and I know a lot of people that drink coffee. Like, if my mom was alive, I could make it probably to president level just with her alone. My mother drank coffee.
Same thing with my dad, Coach LaLisa. Same thing with my dad. Listen, Coach LaLisa, we've got to put Mr. Cohen on hold for a moment. We've got Kyria on the line. Look for 707, Coach LaLisa, so we can bring on Kyria. She's only going to be with us for a few minutes. Yes,
okay.
Kyria Williams is an awesome playwright, living right here also in St. Louis, Missouri. Kyria, how are you today? You might have to take your phone off mute. For some people, that's *6. Did Coach, you unmuted her also?
Well, I don't see that number. I do
okay.
not see that number.
You see someone with their hand raised up. Did you press 1, Kyria? I hope she can. She said she's on the line, so maybe she came in with a different number.
Okay,
Kyria.
I see it now. I got it now.
Oh, okay.
Now.
All righty. Awesome.
Wow, the
just hold on.
Going back. There she is. All right. You got it. And I think
good
I opened
morning.
Up the mistake, so.
Well, we're only trying to open the line for Kyria Williams at this time. There may be some of you waiting to ask a question, but right now we are letting the lines open for Kyria Williams, who is a playwright, and she has her own production company right here in St. Louis, Missouri. Good morning, Kyria.
Good morning. How are you all this morning?
Fine. With me is Coach LaLisa. She is also the host of the show, and Mr. Joe Cohen, who we're going to put on hold for a moment. So, Kyria, how did you start your production company?
Strictly out of obedience to God. It wasn't anything that I dreamed of for years and worked really hard to get to become a playwright. No, that's not my story. My story is I heard the voice of God telling me to start writing. Plays was birthed out of teachings that I received from my pastor, Pastor Remedy Oria, Ark of Safety Christian Church. And I was just, you know, like I said, I heard the voice of God, and I became a playwright. I was just obedient, and things just started happening. Doors started opening.
Awesome, awesome. Well, All About Entrepreneurs, we're talking with Kyria Williams, who is a awesome playwright. Tell us about your play that I absolutely love to go see, the one that deals with couples, and tell us a little bit about that and the name of it, please.
Okay. Currently we are ministering a show. It's titled Love Changes Things. And Love Changes Things actually is a stage play that stars real-life married couples. And so it's more of a skit. The first half of the skit is the couples, they are, you know, arguing. There's several different scenarios what they're arguing about, how they're handling things out of the flesh. And then the other half of the show is those same exact scenarios and how you can have a totally different outcome if you learn to handle things God's way. So there's a lot of fussing, arguments, and everything going on that first half. But then, you know, it's just basically the concept of learning how to deal with things God's way and getting a totally different result.
Amen.
Wow, that is absolutely phenomenal. Go ahead, Coach Louisa.
Oh, I love it. What a wow. Did you all have a video cameras in my marriage or something? My husband, we could have played that role. So for about the first half of our 3 years of marriage.
Okay.
And you know, we have so many couples that do, you know, come out, and it's actually for singles as well. We get a lot of comments from singles on the show as well, but there's so many couples that come up to me afterwards and say, oh my God, I saw myself in almost all of those scenes. And so it's truly, truly real life. It's a true real life play, and it's just, I give God all the glory.
And Kyria, you guys just had a retreat for married couples. Can you tell us about that and the name of it? I mean, I saw that on Facebook, and I'm like, oh, my God. My girlfriend is kicking it. My goodness.
Okay, so the event that we just had, it was titled I Married the Best Husband Event, and it was actually a vision given to my awesome sister in Christ. Her name is Christy Appleby, and God just put it on my heart to join her in this venture. And so Christy and I, we started the I Married the Best Husband event, and this year was our first one, and it was such a success. And all the I Married the Best Husband event is wives coming out and honoring their husbands. It's not about everybody feeling like that way. So they don't actually have to. You don't only come to this event because you honestly feel like you married the best husband. But if you are married, and you know, you want to do things God's way, you want to honor your husband, you want to respect him, and you know, even if he's an unbeliever, the Bible tells us to, you know, we can win him over by our lifestyle. So honoring him, respecting him, that's what that event was about. We rolled out carpet, the wives threw out rose petals, all the husbands received trophies and certificates.
Woo-hoo!
They had to fix their husband's plate. So they were just really, really catered to. And yeah, so Christy, she definitely, that was her vision, and I joined her on that.
Oh, my God. Coach Louisa, that sounds like something you might want to do. My goodness, you need to take that around the country, Kyria.
Yeah, that's because I've seen a lot of women who did not honor their husbands, and I was, you know, kind of on that path, but I had met so many women who did not honor their husbands, and then there I also saw that there was always another woman quickly willing to do that. And so
yes,
God,
come on now.
Early on in my marriage, gave me the glimpses of that, and therefore mm-hmm. that put the brakes on me not honoring my husband, because it was like, you know, not to take for granted this other person, because no matter how bad you think the situation is, there's somebody who will come and think that that's the most glorious person in the world. And here's what I had to realize. If they can see so much wonderfulness, maybe I'm missing something.
Yes.
Come on now. Keep it real. Woo.
You are absolutely right.
real.
Now, Carmia, give us an idea of what happened during the day. Give us an idea of how this rolled out. Did you start at 9 o'clock? Did you have a speaker at 11? How did this unfold?
The I Married the Best Husband event?
Yeah, yeah. What did that day look like?
Oh, so, well, that day, Chrissy and I, we went down to the venue, actually, and we did all the decor, and it was her. She is very, very creative with her decor. And so her and I and her husband, along with my husband, we, you know, decorated the venue, and, you know, we just, you know, we went down and just prettied it up. And then the event started at 4, yeah, it was from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And so all the couples started arriving. We had a beautiful dinner. We played music. We had dance instructors to come in and teach us a swing dance. And so all the couples got a chance to dance together. And one couple actually said that was her and her husband's very first time dancing together. And so we tried to do things that, you know, like that, bring couples closer together. And, you know, it was a really, really fun event. We had husbands talking about it so much afterwards that it blew our mind.
Wow. So you had a dinner. Did you have a speaker? Or did you, the women take turns saying something about their husbands? How did that unfold? Yes, the women,
all when they came in, they had to complete a really small card. They completed a card, and on the card it said why they were presenting their husband with the trophy as well as a certificate. And so once they read their card, we called the ladies up 4x4. It was 25 couples that actually registered and attended. And so we called the ladies up by fours, and they stood in line, and then Chrissy or I either called their name, they came to the mic, they read the card, and then once they read their card, they asked their husband to join them on the stage. So as their husband came to the stage, the carpet was laid out, and the wives had to throw down rose petals so that their husband can walk and receive their trophies.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Wow, that is so creative. I'm serious. You guys probably need to kick that around the country. Because you know what? Churches, so many venues need to teach couples how to be couples. You don't just learn how to become a couple just because you got married. We need to teach people how to be loving and kind to each other. And Coach Elisa, go ahead. I know you know what I'm talking about.
Well, I do because, you know, I do a relationship one-on-one seminar. And one of the things that I open up with is the statistics about how many couples in the church get divorced. And we have our rate in the church is higher than in the world on divorce.
Yeah, that's a change.
So I totally agree with you, Coach Sandra. This needs to be taught in the church because it breaks my heart when couples get divorced anywhere. But when a couple gets divorced in the church, I actually cry. I actually, not only do I cry, but I actually go into like a counseling session with the couple, whether it's the husband or the wife, whichever one, you know, I meet first, because I just want to try to save their marriage for some reason. And I know it's got to be the Lord doing it. I don't have any reason to want to save somebody's marriage, but just like some people want to help homeless children and some want to help hungry people, you know, I think of the Robinsons that come on, you know, TVN and whatnot, going all over the world helping, you know, little babies that are sick and homeless and hungry. Well, I want to help these couples that don't want to stay married any longer. And I don't, you know, I haven't done a whole lot with it. I'm just burdened with that. That just breaks my heart. It's like I want to fix it. You know what I mean?
And you know what? I agree wholeheartedly. And that's definitely God. That is definitely God dealing with your heart. And because I do understand that, you know, what I'm doing with the plays and, you know, doing things in marriage and, you know, teaching wives how to be submissive and respect, that's unpopular. That's not popular these days. It's like sometimes, you know, I'm looked at, frowned upon, or wives feel like, you know, well, you're against us, and it's not that at all. It's just I have truly learned what being a wife means. I have truly learned what marriage means in God's eyes. And if we can just see it from God's perspective, then I believe that, you know, the marriage statistics and divorce rates and all that will change. If some people, yes, you know, because of Christians, don't even want to go into the institution of marriage because they're like, they're supposed to be saved, and if they're acting like that and, you know, if that's the way they're handling things, then I know I don't want to go into the institution. And we have to be careful about that because we are here to set examples. And so what God tells us to do in that word regarding our marriages, then that's what we have to do. Sometimes it's hard. I'm not saying it's a super easy task, you know, to always just be submissive and always be respectful and nice. No, that's not easy because the flesh is weak and the flesh wants to have its way, but we just have to allow our spirits to be dominant in every area of our lives, not just our marriages, but when we do, you know, spend time with God and everything else, it will transition into our marriage. So I agree with you wholeheartedly. Marriages are being attacked, and Christians, again, divorce rates is through the roof. And so God is just, he's trying to make a statement, and I'm a vessel, and he told me to do something, and I said yes, and I'm not scared. I'm going to do it.
Well, Karia, you know, we want to congratulate you. That is such an awesome thing that you're doing because, you know, the Bible says we're to submit one to another, and I think the biggest problem going on is the area of submission, and submission is a two-way street. It's not just about me submitting to you. I mean, we can start there, but both people need to submit, and I contend if one person will start, then the other one will follow suit. But sometimes somebody's got to be big enough to say, okay, I will submit. If you look up the word submission, it means to yield. And really, yield is an accounting term. I studied it once to do a study. And when you yield, when you hold back, you get a greater return. And see, people don't understand that. They think, oh, I got to say my mind. I got to be me. I got to say blah, blah, blah. And you can see the head bobbing. But my thing is, if we will do what the word says, even the Bible says, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves. So if I humble to you, Kyria, or you, Coach Lisa, even if you're doing it all wrong, but I say, God, I yield this relationship to you. And that could be on your job, with your boss, with a friendship. If someone would be big enough to say, okay, God, I don't understand what's going on. They're talking crazy. They're acting crazy. But, God, I yield to you. I submit myself. Let me tell you, you're going to see the results that you want to see if you will do it God's way. And if that person absolutely will not yield, God will either move them out the way or help them have a change of mind. But if someone would do it the Bible way, that's what's going to happen. It sounds like that's what you did, Coach Lalisa. Wow.
And you know, too, I had to learn that God can change you. And not just you, but you meet the other person. So you could be with a person that's, say, i.e., quote, unquote, a horrible person. But guess what? God can not only change you, but God can change the person who is horrible. Because here's what we have to realize, that we ourselves were once horrible and God changed us. So we believe so the mindset becomes important to guard our mind and realize that, well, wow, you know, what if God changes this person? You know what I mean? And here's the thing. We already said that what we look for is looking for us. If I look for God every day, I wake up looking for God to change that person. Now, never mind the fact that I should be waking up looking for God to change me.
Come on now. That's it?
That's what happened in my marriage. I kept, for the first 10 and a half years, I said, God, change him. And then at that moment, there was a turning point to where I stop saying change him and start saying change me. And as a result of me changing, he changed. And I know some people will get it on the way home, and some married couples, when they finally get that, their marriage will be amazing. It'll be out of the world. It'll be something you can hardly describe, because the moment we stop wanting the other person to change and start saying, God, change me, I promise you, your marriage will never be the same. It'll be so wonderful.
Amen. Well, Kyria, how can folks get a hold of you? Because I know that you're going to have to go. So what's the best way to get a hold of you? Give us your website. And what's coming up next?
Yes, the website is www.kmwproductions.org. And, again, we are actually planning for our very last show for of Love Changes Things. Potentially, it will be in August, but, of course, it will be on the website whenever the date is locked in. And then on September 12th, my first lady and I, we wrote a song together. It's titled Marriage Works If You Work It. And then I also have a full-length stage play titled Marriage Works If You Work It. And so on September 12th, guests will be able to see a sneak peek of the new show, Marriage Works If You Work It, as well as the CD release party. And, again, flyers and everything will be going around soon with that. This is the first time I'm talking about that.
Yes, excuse me. So you sing also?
No. We wrote the song together, and so the CD release, there's the title of the CD as well as Marriage Works If You Work It. So the CD release party as well as the sneak peek of the play will be on September 12th.
I am so proud of you. You all, this has been Kyria Williams, Kyria Williams Productions. She is also my cousin, and I'm just so proud of her. And the play, I'm telling you, Tyler Perry, move over. When you see this play and what God told her to do, you will be absolutely spellbound at the professionalism, the superbness of the actors. I mean, I don't know if this was some of the first time some of these actors, did acting, Kyria.
Yes.
But I'm telling you,
yes, it was.
Oh, my God, God used you to handpick some folks. Oh, my God, some of them will have you laughing hysterically. Some of them will have you crying because of the seriousness. And like you said, you might see your own self in the play, but oh, my gosh, we'll be so glad when Kyria is able to take this on the road. But I'm telling you, can you see a preview of this, of the play on your website? Have you been
you
able
can.
To do that yet?
Yes,
awesome.
There's a trailer. Awesome. There is a trailer on the website. And then, too, before I leave, really, really quick, is why I want to say that, if anybody is on this, if anybody's on the call and God is putting in your spirit to do something that, you've never seen done or you feel like I can't do this, I'm telling you to go for it. When he first told me to write Love Changes Things, I fought so long. I'm like, that doesn't even make sense, and I don't even write. And, I mean, I'm just going back and forth. I'm like, why would I do something? Why would I write a play with people doing the same thing on both halves? God, I can't do that. And, I mean, I sat on it for a very long time, and I went forth with Marriage Works If You Work It with auditioning and everything. And after I did all of that, going about things my way, God still put that Love Changes Things in my spirit. I wrote these plays at the same time. And so when he put that in my spirit and we started going for it, the responses, the feedback, everything is just like, oh, my God, I cannot do that. That is God all day long. So he get all the glory for these shows that he's birthing through me, and I don't take any credit for it because, like I said, it didn't make sense to me. So even if it don't make sense to you, do it anyway. If you're afraid, do it anyway. God is with you if he told you to do it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And listen, you'll be able to Kyria as well as Joe Cohen, you'll be able to listen to the archives. If someone wasn't able to listen to the show, Lalisa will be making that available. So you can either go to my page or Coach Lalisa's page, Coach Lalisa Williams, to see the archive, or go to blogtalkradio.com/AAE show for All About Entrepreneurs, and you can listen to really all of our archive messages. So we wanted to put that out there. And Kyria, give your contact info one more time for us.
The website is www.kmwproductions.org, and the phone number is 314-549-8994.
Awesome.
And on that website is all the information. You'll see everything on the website, how it all started and everything. It's on there.
Can we take at least one phone call, Coach Lalisa? Are you in a place to I didn't know if anyone had their hand raised for either Kyria or for Joe. We take a quick question. If not, I don't know how much time you have left, Kyria. How much time do you have left to talk with us?
I'm available.
Okay, would you take Coaching LaLisa? Any callers?
Yes.
Anyone want to ask a question to Kyria or Joe Cohen with the Organo Gold at this time?
Yeah,
I know sometimes people have questions. I know a couple people said they'd be might have some questions, and sometimes you press 1 if you did have a question.
I don't see any hands raised at the moment, and we only have about...
Okay, how much time do we have left?
We only have about 2 or 3 minutes left.
Yes. Well, it has been such a pleasure having you on. We'll have to have you back, Kyria, when you get closer to that play coming in town. Just remind us, and you know how to get a hold of me. And Joe, I don't know if you're still on the line. It's been such a pleasure having you on board also, Mr. Cohen. And he's got some things coming up. And listen, we love our audience, and we want you to have a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious day, baby. You go out there and make something happen. And I'm telling you, if you don't know what to do, you can ask questions. You can get a mentor. But there is always something you can do. And as you put one foot in front of the other, to make things happen, let me tell you, God will be right there. He's got your back. And if you will just believe, do you know it takes just as much faith to believe in your doubts as it does to believe in your dreams? So the choice is yours. Why don't you fuel your faith with believing God, believing in the God that is able to do all things, instead of believing in what you can't do? Flip the script. And know that God got you. You know, the Bible says acknowledge God in all your ways and he will direct your path. And as you just heard the story of Kyria, who knew nothing about plays, is now banging it when it comes to putting on plays. My gosh, that's astronomical. And now they've just done this fantastic dinner to honor husbands. Wow, I'm telling you, that needs to sweep America like wildfire. And so get a hold of these folks that have been our guests. Maybe you just got in on the tail end. Coach Luis and I, you can always inbox us, and we can refer you on to these folks if you didn't get all of their contact info. Back to you, Coach Luis.
Yes, that's all. That's all we have time for. I'm going to be cut off here in a minute, so I better get off before we're cut off. And thank you for tuning in and joining the show today. God bless you. Have a wonderful, great, powerful day. Don't forget to connect with our guests here on the show. Connect with the host. Just connect, you know, just connect with somebody. Live your dream and live it out loud. Don't be afraid of others. Don't be afraid of what other people say. Don't be afraid of what others will think. Just go and do it. And watch God give you back everything that you thought you had to give up to step out on faith. A lot of times, you know, we give up some stuff to step out on faith. But God's going to return it to you 100-fold. So we'll see you back here tomorrow, Thursday, with another powerful lineup of guests. Again, I so appreciate you, Joe, for coming on, sharing those stories about your organization, your company.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much, because you've definitely made me look at Organo Gold in another light. I'm definitely looking to see how I can move forward in becoming a distributor, only because I do drink the coffee, and I feel like it's my body magic moment. And
Joe's going to be reaching out to you, Coach Lisa. Joe will definitely be reaching because he is a go-getter. So. Awesome.
He knows how it goes. And, you know, and of course, I have the woman here that I definitely, she is my partner on some other things. And so I definitely will, you know, but Joe will be
definitely one of my mentors, and I know he understands that because he's been in this business for a while and he knows how it goes. But I definitely
yes.
was. I want to do something. You know, I'm like the little 5-year-old girl. If y'all saw that commercial, the little five—I mean, not the commercial, but the YouTube—the 5-year-old girl that says, "I'm not getting married if I don't have a job." I just love that commercial. That little thing. That I don't care. I just want to do something with my life. Well, little girl, and I feel like that. I mean, I want to do something that is, you know, good. And I definitely love, you know, network marketing. I'm just not about doing stuff for the sake of doing it. It has to be something that I actually, you know, believe in and want to be a part of. And certainly Organo Gold, I've been around it now for about 3 years and looking at it, tasting it, dealing with it. And so I think this is a good time for me to investigate a little bit deeper. So thank you, Joe,
all right.
for coming on. Others listening in, if I was you, I would contact Joe if you don't have someone to talk to about it. I happen to have someone, but others don't. So I'm recommending that they contact you, Joe. If they're listening to this show and you hear about it, please contact Joe because this is a good company. It's a good business, and I'm going to invest. I'm going to invest, and I'm telling others to invest in you, in your business because I have enough people down here in my own pipeline. So I don't, you know, but I want you to get the people who are tuned into the show, who are listening, that are listening because you're here talking about it. Because I can't wait to put, and I think the little boxes are so cute. I do. And I think that, what I like about it is I like people like you that, you know, that's not pushy and not, you know, trying to tell somebody, you know, you got to do this or die, you know, kind of thing. And and I love that about the show. So I think you're going to be very successful. And I know you are. But what I'm saying is that the boxes are so cute. And what I like is that I like the fact of I get to buy from people I know. You know, I love, you know, I can drink a chai or whatever they call that stuff at Dunkin' Donuts, but I don't know those people.
Right.
But, you know, but you and Tynesha, the lady at my church, I know her. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
I love that concept. So I know this is a very successful company, and I know why, and I want to be a part of it. So I'm going
all
to.
All right.
Like
I'm happy for you.
Yeah, we did the energy thing, and the energy thing didn't work for me. It's a good, I think it's a good concept, but it just doesn't work for me, the energy thing. Like, I don't, you know, I mean, you know, hey, if you save a dollar off your light bill, I mean, that's good. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking it because my husband and I, we are reps, but I haven't signed up not one person in 2 years. And you know, I'm just saying. So anyway, that's my closing remarks for the show. Organo Go all the way. Here we come. Joe, we're going to be partners.
All right. I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, I'm getting on board, too. I'm getting on board,
right.
too.
All right.
Get on board. I'm telling you, I feel like the body magic. When I was doing that, I was able to put women that were about 400 pounds in a body magic by myself. That's how motivated I was, you know. And I feel that way about this. I feel now that I'm going to be very successful at this. I already know it. I know it. I already know it. And thank you, Joe, for helping me to see that.
All right.
So
you're welcome.
Thank you, everyone that's listening on. If I was you, I would get in now. It's all, like you said, I'm riding past a Dunkin' Donuts right now. They got coffee. And, Joe, you said something that was critical that really helped me to see something. You said, and this is what, you know, you said this was really, to me, a deal-breaker comment that you made, that you said, thank you to Starbucks for helping people realize that they could pay $5 and $6 for a cup of coffee. I thought that was, like, Joe, that was a deal breaker for me. You ought to use that in all your sessions.
I do.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, listen, that'll make somebody be like, you know what? You're right. Thank you, Starbucks. And then Cassandra, thank you for, you know, asking him those questions that led up to the fact that he also revealed the fact that, look at McDonald's and all these companies now. The trend is to do coffee. And guess what? I'm a businesswoman. I want to be on the trend.
Come on now. Come on. Let's make it happen. You better call on in. Check out Joe. Yes.
Okay. Well, we thank you, Joe. We thank you to our filmmaker, makers, and everyone. Thank you, Coach Cassandra, for these awesome people that you brought to the show. Once again, we love you. God bless each and every one of you. Let's go out and please contact Joe. You can put some money in your pocket. We can help our communities. We can help our young people. They don't have to stand on the corner and deal drugs. They don't have to
come
be
on
out.
They
don't have to be running around shooting up somebody because they can get a girlfriend and all this other craziness. We have to put something else on their minds. I remember back in the day when I was a teenager, we had songs about you got to get something else on your mind, and we got to put something on these young people's minds. So God bless you. Have a great day, everyone.
Have a great day. We love you.
Thank you for the opportunity. Amen.
Thank you.
Pray for us. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.